Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest today, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good morning, and good to talk to you, Connie. We get underway this morning. A listener asking, I recently inherited an IRA from my mother, and it says, well, I owe taxes on this money, Connie, and what should I do?
Well, first, I recommend you pause and you gather all the facts to be sure you handle this in the most tax-efficient way possible, because taxes will be, most likely, will be due. Did you inherit a traditional tax-deferred IRA or a Roth IRA? Income taxes have not been paid on most traditional IRAs. Roth IRAs, on the other hand, are received income tax-free. Let's assume that this is a traditional tax-deferred IRA, because that's the most likely scenario. You may keep the funds invested, and they will continue to grow tax deferred, but there are very specific rules about when you must distribute money and pay the income taxes that are due. You can't roll a parent's IRA into your own IRA. It must be set up separately as an inherited IRA. Next question, are you a designated beneficiary? That means, is your name recorded at the custodian of the IRA as the beneficiary? If so, as a child of the owner, you must withdraw all the funds by December 31st of the 10th year following your mother's death. And that's unless you have a special exception, which includes, are you a minor? Are you disabled or chronically ill? This is known as the 10-year rule. In addition, you need to determine if you must take a minimum amount each year. If your mother died before taking required minimum distributions, which generally begin at age 73, then annual distributions are not required of the beneficiary. You can choose to draw some money throughout the 10-year period, but you're not required to. If your mother was receiving RMDs when she died, and that would generally be age 73 or older, you must take a minimum amount each year starting in the year following her death. And you're still subject to the 10-year rule, so you have to withdraw the full balance no later than December 31st of the 10th anniversary of her death. Your distributions are taxable on your own income tax return in the year you receive the money. Income taxes will reduce your inheritance. This information today is general in nature, and beneficiaries should consult a financial advisor or tax specialist to know their options and make the most tax-efficient decision possible.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like to reach out to you about today's topic, how can they best reach you?
Our phone number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.